It was a dangerous portion of the Ohio River, not because of the current, but because of who might be waiting inside a cave. To make matters worse, many pioneers had no idea the trouble they might encounter when they passed a place called Cave in Rock. We go to the cave on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It may not be a big cave, but it certainly has quite a history.
It's an opening in the rock face, approximately 50 feet tall, maybe 50 feet wide, and goes into the rock face about 200 feet.
Marty Kaler is describing Cave in Rock, a natural cave found in the Rock Bluffs on the Illinois side of the Ohio River. Today, this is one of the most visited state parks in Illinois, but once, this was a very dangerous place.
The late 1700s was when the famous pirates of the Ohio River, the original pirates, before the pirates of the high seas.
The pirates that called this cave home are supposed to predate the ones we might think of in other places. We know the names of some of those who operated from here.
The Hart brothers, the first known serial killers, Samuel Mason, Potts Inn, all inhabited the cave in the late 1700s. By the middle of the 1800s, they were run out.
For several decades, this spot along the Ohio River was a place where pioneers heading west could run into big trouble.
They used to hijack flatboats coming down the river. It was a one-way trip. They'd start in Cincinnati and upriver. They'd float downriver on their flatboats, and the pirates in the cave would hijack their boats, rob them, kill them.
Today, this place is a peaceful and serene setting along the Ohio River. But there's much more to the story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Cave in Rock, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.